Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The music of the Beatles has shaped our world for generations, and a special event at the Pella Opera House Friday will let you participate in a Beatles experience like you never have before. Let's go in depth with Billy McGuigan with Yesterday and Today, the interactive Beatles experience. Well, Billy, where are you from?
I'm originally from Tampa, Florida, but I've lived in Omaha, Nebraska for the past 23 years now, so sort of born in one place and from another, I suppose.
And you're a Beatles fan?
Huge Beatles fan. Been that way since, I think, birth. I think my second or third word was Lello Submarine.
Really?
Yeah. I could never say yellow, and I actually still think Lello whenever we sing that song. But yeah, it was my somewhere in my first 10 words was Lello Submarine.
Well, what's special about the Beatles?
Their music is more than just music, I'd say. I think it's for me anyway, it was a language that my brothers and I could speak with our dad. I mean, even when we were young, I can remember him sitting us down and getting out a guitar and having us learn background vocals and things like that. And what we've learned in 5 years of doing this show is that the Beatles, more than just a group of guys from England who wrote a few songs, really have provided us with music that is the soundtrack to our lives, because everybody, whether you love them like I do or casual fan or maybe sort of heard of them, there's always some story that is associated with a song of theirs. And that's pretty special. You don't really have that with very many other groups that you can think of, that really it captures a moment in your life, a scene in your life, if you will, and their music provides that soundtrack. I think that's a pretty special thing.
Well, you'd have to be pretty young to have never heard of the Beatles.
You'd have to be. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I, unfortunately, I think there are a couple of age groups out there that go, who are they again? And you go, what? How is that possible?
I'll date myself here, but I was like in, I want to say third grade maybe, when the Beatles hit hit the American shores, and it was a really big deal. I mean, it was all over the media. And everybody just got on board right away.
Right. And it's such a cool thing. You know, it's interesting. As we've gone out, we talk about the Ed Sullivan effect that the Beatles had. You know, crime went down. It was one of the highest rated television shows all time in American history. And it's one of those moments where people say, I remember where I was. And when you look back, for my age generation, of course, the Challenger, that was sort of the big thing. I remember being in school and seeing that. But the Beatles effect was really that one positive moment that you remember. It's not a negative thing. It was a kind of this positive thing that happened where you go, oh, music changed. And I just appreciate that about them, that they provided us with this positive moment in history, as opposed to, we seem to concentrate on the negative things that happened, the 9/11, the JFK assassination, the Challenger. But that Beatles thing is really just sort of sums up their career. It was a positive, great thing.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Billy McGuigan with Yesterday and Today, the interactive Beatles experience coming to the Pella Opera House. Well, it's amazing to me, looking back, they were just kids when they came up with all this new stuff.
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, in their early 20s, they're writing, John Lennon writes In My Life, it's on Rubber Soul. I mean, that's just astounding to me that these guys, first of all, had the ability to absorb so many different musical styles, being, first of all, British. You'd think that's an American thing. We're the melting pot. But they really, truly, just right place, right time, and the ability to absorb all these different kinds of music and regurgitate it in a way that's so beautiful. It blows my mind still.
Well, and if you think back, I guess I hadn't thought of it this way, but they were really the first popular musicians to embrace world music.
No doubt. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, Ravi Shankar, none of us would have heard of Ravi if it wasn't for George Harrison going, hey, you know, this guy plays a sitar. Ooh, what's a sitar? And then, you know, of course, when they were in India, they absorbed that music. I admire them so much for being able to do that, because as a musician, you know, I mean, I can hear things and sort of make it my own. But their ability to do it, it was astounding. I mean, and of course, I feel like it's above a level of genius what they were able to do. Because it really wasn't that, you know, their music isn't super difficult on a musician level. I mean, if you wrote out all their music and put it in front of a serious musician, they could play it. But it's sort of their heart and soul that they put into it, just put that extra spin that makes it special.
Well, it's almost like, you know, they're advanced aliens from outer space that came in with all this new stuff.
That's exactly, you know, I took my kids to see a movie that came out last year, and the three gray aliens, you know, the aliens we typically see, they sounded like John Paul, George, and Ringo, and that's really what they were. They were sort of, they tapped into that cosmic whatever that none of us have ever been able to tap into.
Well, and you try to capture it with the band, and you're coming to Pella. Can you tell us about that?
Right. Well, with our show, I mean, people hear Beatles tribute act, and I use tribute in quotes because our show, though it is a tribute to the Beatles, it's more of a tribute to the audience's memories of their music. We don't put on the wigs, and we don't do the Beatle accent. There isn't a John, Paul, George, or Ringo. What our show does is we allow the audience to share their stories via a request card that's out in the lobby before they come in, where they fill out their name, their favorite Beatles song, the reason why they chose that song, and then we collect all of those requests before the show and put together a set list based upon the songs that the audience has chosen. And then throughout the show, we utilize their stories to introduce the songs. So you call the audience member, and I tell the story they wrote down, and it really takes it to another level. Our show, unlike any other, I think, and this isn't in a bragging way, it's just, I'm just so glad that we're able to do it this way. It really connects with an audience unlike any other show, because they truly dictate not only the direction that the show goes via their requests, but their stories really, really make it a very special experience and a unique experience. So every show is different, and we let the audience go wherever it may.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Billy McGuigan with Yesterday and Today, the interactive Beatles experience coming to the Pella Opera House.
So there could be somebody in their late 50s or 60s that can talk about, you know, the summer of love, 1969, and their first girlfriend or boyfriend, and driving across right. The country in a minibus or something?
That's exactly right. And what's great is, as I'm telling this story, you sort of see people kind of, they go to that moment. And whether it's like, you know, if it's a 50-year-old telling the story and there happens to be a 16-year-old in the audience who's connected with the Beatles in the same way, it really attaches them. If that makes sense, you know, if you have this somebody in, you know, in their 50s, 60s telling the story, but they can still connect with a teenager who goes, man, I wish I was there because I love this music in the same way. I had it on my iPod when I drove for the first time, you know. So we really are able to tap into sort of memories through the Beatles music that no other show can do. So it's an honor, and we take it very seriously.
Well, and there's just something about music that it defines generations, moments, summers. It's just, there's nothing else. A photograph doesn't do that.
No, it really doesn't. Movies don't even necessarily do that, because movies sort of fade. You know, I mean, if you watch a movie in the 70s, you go, yeah, I mean, it's cool, but if we made it now, it would be, you know what I mean? If we made The Godfather now, we could have all this extra stuff in there. But with the Beatles music, it's so perfect, you wouldn't want to change anything about it. You wouldn't want to change the fact that, you know, they recorded their first album in a day with four microphones in a room, because it would change it. You know, if you put that in Pro Tools, it would ruin it. So that's what makes them so cool. And I just, you know, I get, as you said that, I got chills. You know, that's how nerdy I am about it. I think their music is where it's at, man.
Well, and now, I mean, kids watch on TV and they watch The Voice or American Idol or whatever, and there aren't a lot of bands on there, or America's Got Talents or something, where it's all sort of homogenized, where all these experts and promoters are, you know, are chopping you down to some kind of a their idea of a perfect selling act. And it didn't work that way back then, did it?
No, it really didn't. I mean, you know, when you look at the Beatles, they were judged by bar owners and, you know, Decca Records, you know, when they put their first band together, when they did their first demos, they sent it to Decca Records and they said, no, this kind of music is on its way out. So what do? They go to Hamburg and they play 7 to 8 hours a day. And that's how they got good. You know, it wasn't that Simon Cowell said, you're no good, and so you quit and go back to being a bartender. They went, okay, well, let's go get better. And through that process, that's where they honed in that sound. And it's really a shame that today you don't really get that chance, you know. And if you're on a record label, you really get one shot. They're not gonna nurture you and say, okay, well, that was a flop. Write better songs. Go on the road for 6 months and see what happens. Come back. You know, you just don't get that chance. It's yes, no, see you. And that's a shame. I mean, it sort of has dumbed down music. And the fact that you can take anybody that looks good, put them in a studio and auto-tune them to make them sound good, is a shame. You know, the Beatles had none of that. They had four to eight tracks, and still made this incredible music. So, yeah, I'm a big proponent of that vintage way of doing things.
Well, and then they inspired countless other groups and countless other songs. I mean, it was just like instantaneously there was a bunch of kids with long hairs and guitars singing, you know, songs of youth. It was, you know, you have to be of a certain age to remember that, but it was a big, they inspired this whole other phenomenon that isn't necessarily even linked to them unless you think back.
Right. I mean, and isn't that, what else has that ever really happened with? You know, I mean, it's, they're so unique in so many different ways, the effect they had on music, pop culture. I could talk about them all day. They're just the greatest. I mean, I don't say that in a cheesy way, because I don't ever look at this show as a job. I mean, I look at this is a gift, because my brothers and I do the show, and I mentioned earlier that our dad sort of taught us the music, and he passed away in 96. He was only 42 at the time, so we were all very young when that happened, but this is sort of the inheritance that he gave us. We didn't discover that we could do the show, you know, until 10 or 11 years after he died. It was like, oh, he taught us all this music, and if we get together, we can do this outside of our basement. So we take this show with the Beatles and their music very seriously, and we handle it with a lot of care. So if you're a Beatles fan out there that goes, this is another one of those tribute shows, it really, truly isn't. We have taken a lot of care to make sure their music is presented in a very accurate and cool way.
Well, and then you're coming to Pella, and your concert is when?
Friday night.
Your Friday night, May 17th at 7 p.m., right?
That sounds right to me.
Well, and
we'll be there around that time.
Well, and so tell us what to expect. I mean, you've already told us a little bit, but let's just narrow it down. We're going to sit down, and what are we going to see?
Well, you're gonna see and hear the Beatles. If you close your eyes, it would sound like the Beatles are playing. If you open them, you get us. And not only that, you get those stories that the audience tells. So you get to connect with the crowd. I mean, it's like going to a concert that you got to pick how it went and how it looked. And truly, truly, there's nothing else like this show. And you will we hope, be blown away. And by the end, when we're all together singing Hey Jude, you'll be standing next to somebody you didn't know and just remember all about the 60s and how great that time was, and the message of peace and love is still out there. So I can't really narrow it down to one sentence because I get so excited about it, but it's one sentence. You'll love it.
Thanks to Billy McGuigan for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.